everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Brief Talk podcast. We are back with you with another brief tale. This time we have someone that I'm pretty sure nobody knows about. It is Rob. Welcome, Rob.
Hey, Tim. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. First off, since I know other than myself, very little people know who you are. So just give us a brief overview of who you are.
Yeah. So my name's Rob. I live in the Midwest. I'm in my early 40s. I am straight, married with a couple kids. So yeah, I don't have any, I'm not, you know, on social media or really anything. So nothing really to plug, but just, and you put out the call for some listeners and for brief tales. And I've been, I really like underwear and kind of been into it for a couple decades now. And so I thought it'd be fun to come on and talk some underwear.
Nice. We do definitely love having people on who are a straight, because we need more straight guys to come on and share their stories. Absolutely. And also, how did you find the podcast since you're not on social media? It always impresses me that people just randomly find it.
Yeah. So I think I was just searching through, you know, Apple Podcasts, and I stumbled on the one of the episodes of The Thong Show, and I was like, surely this isn't what it looks like. It's not. And it was. It was, you know, guys talking about their love of underwear and thongs, and like, what? This is, I was not expecting to find anything like this. So I've been a pretty loyal listener now for, it's probably been, you know, a little over a year, year and a half, something like that.
Oh, wow. I did not ask you how long you've been listening. So that's amazing. No, I was listening to another podcast yesterday talking about podcasts. So how meta can you get on that?
Still.
And one of the people said, you know, no matter what you're into, there is someone on a podcast talking about what you're into, whether it's sports, true crime, underwear, it's out there. And I had to agree. I'm like, yep, because we're doing underwear and we have more and more people just randomly searching the, because John, our straight guy that's on most often, he found it the same exact way. He searched men's underwear in iTunes and we popped up. I think we're the only thing popped up.
It's probably true. That's more or less how I found it.
And you found our podcast and you started listening and realized there are tons of guys out there who feel exactly the way you do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... And I did not know it was connected. I didn't know about you, but I was familiar with your blog as well. So I didn't know that until after I listened to the podcast. You were behind both, but
yes.
So yeah, I was familiar with that too.
Oh, wow. Read the blog and you're making my day here.
I'm glad I could do that.
Yes. So when did you first discover your love of underwear? Yeah. What was your catalyst into this wonderful world of amazing underwear?
Yeah. I think, you know, I listened to a number of these and my story is not too dissimilar from a lot of guys, but when I was a kid, we used to get that JCPenney catalog. And I would, you know, grab it when it wouldn't be noticed and sneak it off to my room. I would start looking, you know, the women's underwear, just because, you know, I'm just straight and a kid and, you know, that seemed exciting. And but then I'd flip over to the men's underwear and was, yeah, I probably saw it was, you know, probably the jockey bikinis and stuff. And really was like, man, when I get older, maybe that's the kind of underwear I want to wear. And so I always kind of had been interested in it as a kid, you know, and then growing up, I didn't really choose a lot of my own. I was very afraid of what people would think of me. So I wore, you know, growing up in the 90s and 2000s when boxers were all the rage, I wore boxers for a long time. Living with people or, you know, in locker rooms and stuff, I just would have been, I think, petrified to have worn anything else or to even ask my parents for something other than what was, you know, what I considered to be normal. But it wasn't until I graduated college and pretty quickly after that, you know, was able to move into my own apartment, felt kind of free to finally start exploring and really develop my love.
Nice. And what did you go out and buy when you first got your own place? And
yeah, the first thing I went out and bought was just like the Hanes, like, you know, 5-pack string bikinis.
Okay.
And I put those on and I was like, I'm never wearing boxers again.
Good.
Yeah, exactly. And now I'm to the point I would never wear those again. But at the time I was like, this is just so much better. And so that kind of took me down my path of being like, okay, I don't like I want something with supports, but I also was really interested in having something just a lot more minimal coverage from what I was used to, and that kind of started me down that path.
Good. No, you have to start somewhere.
Yes.
And I think most guys discover stuff at either like Target or Walmart and get it. But I did see on social media today, one guy started with Greg Home, and I was just like, whoa, you
That's quite the
went.
way to start.
I was like, whoa, that's a way to come right out of the gate with some good stuff.
No kidding.
Most everyone I know starts off and either just discovers it or orders something. And now with Amazon, it's easier to order something super cheap.
It's
But
funny. I remember too when I picked up that pack. This was before self-checkout as well. And so as I was checking out, it's not the only thing I bought. I had to, bury it with some other things. But I was like so nervous what the sales lady would think of me, the checker would think of me. I was almost going to tell her like, oh, this is for like a bachelor party gag gift. And then I just realized I'm like, she doesn't care.
no.
I'm the only one that cares about this. She doesn't care. Just let it be.
No, most of them don't. And when
Right.
you do it, they just don't even pay attention to what you're buying. And that's one thing so many guys have an issue with because we have a large group of listeners who do not like to go in person and buy just for that reason. And I'm just like, it doesn't matter. They don't care. And if you go to an underwear store, they really don't.
Oh,
They'll
yeah.
bring up whatever and be like, yeah, we don't care what you do with it. So I think a lot of guys, when you first get started, get in your head and be like, oh no, they're going to judge me. They're going to, and no, don't even
They're going
think
to
about it.
forget you by the end of the day. They're not going to, yeah.
So,
And they have those on the shelves because people buy them. You're not the only person in the world buying it. So
no.
I ended up getting very used to shopping in person. I don't do it as much anymore. Doesn't, but yeah, I did get to the point that I got really used to it. So I was like, it is what it is. They're not going to remember. I don't care.
And if they do, who cares? You're not going to
That's
see them
exactly right.
again.
That's exactly right.
So yeah, I've always shopped in person. I prefer it over online, but now it's just so easy to order online and get it in a couple of days, as opposed
Yes.
to, 'cause living in the US, unless you're in probably a big urban city with a large gay population, you probably don't have an underwear store.
Right, and we don't.
Which is sad because I think many, many people would shop at them. But, all the ones I know are like, we have one here in Atlanta. I think there's some in DC, Fort Lauderdale, Dallas, LA, I think San Francisco and Seattle. So, and of course in Mexico, but that's a whole different kettle of fish. But yeah. So, what was the first really good pair you bought? Because we all have start out with the okay pairs, but those okay pairs change our life and go, oh my God, like you said, I have been missing out. This is what I need. But when you stepped up your underwear game, what do you remember the first good pair of pairs you bought?
I do, I think for the most part at least. So after buying those string bikinis, I think I had probably gone out and found the Joe Boxer ones as well. So I think I ended up with a few different kinds of that you would get at those kind of big box stores. But I was really looking for something that had a smaller like side, and so and there just wasn't anything like that in the stores. So and I was also recently out of college, so I wasn't making a lot of money, so I was pretty budget conscious and looking for things that are on sale. And I stumbled on eBay store, and it was a woman that made men's underwear, and found she had some bikinis with it was the like true string side and kind of a smaller, butt on it. And I was like, oh man, that's exactly what I want. And so I put in an order for her, and I had no interest in wearing a thong. I thought those seemed it seemed like it must be just incredibly uncomfortable. I thought they were incredibly hot on women, but no interest on them for myself. But as I was checking out, she had a thong that was on sale for I think probably a few bucks. And I was like, well, sure, I guess why not? I'll just throw it in and try it. So I remember getting that package and trying it on, and then eventually just being like, well, okay, I guess I'll give it a shot. And putting it on, and it was by no means the best thong I'd owned. But I was like, wow, this is way better than I thought it would be. I actually really kind of like this. So that that kind of sent me then into the online world, you know, similar. So I'm really pretty sure my first like really good pair of, I mean, she made really good stuff, but also I think my first order from an, you know, a real actual store was from End to End. And I couldn't tell you what exactly I got from them. That was quite a few years ago, but I have been a fairly frequent customer of them over the years. And so I'm pretty sure that was my first. And I'm pretty sure I got a mix of probably bikinis and thongs from them.
Oh yeah, they make really good stuff. Of course,
Yes.
we love them here at the podcast. Everyone does.
Yeah, they're great.
So their Enhance pouch is one of my favorites. I don't know what Andrew did to get it, but it's up there with me, and he's all about, you know, showing off and having fun,
Yeah.
and it has a time and place, as I
And
say. But yeah.
I have always kind of been drawn to some, you know, bolder colors and patterns and stuff. And so he certainly had, you know, they have that available and they've always kind of had
Oh
that. And
yeah.
also at the same time was, I think, you know, in the underwear world, reasonably priced. And so that was another draw for me for sure.
Yeah, it is. That's the one thing I've always enjoyed is the colors and prints, because I always said I always liked the bold primary colors as opposed to, you know, the classics. So the classics have their place. I
Yeah,
just prefer
absolutely.
colors, so like bold, bright. It makes me happy. So do you have a favorite color?
That's a good question. Red is probably one of my favorite colors.
Okay.
Honestly, I'm kind of a sucker for animal print as well, so I
Oh.
enjoy those. But honestly, I'd like to have a variety.
That's
And so I
good.
don't so much have a specific favorite color, but I just like to have, it usually is on the brighter end. And so I have probably at least several a lot of different colors.
So you have like the rainbow in your drawer
I
then.
do. It's very much of a rainbow in my
That's
drawer.
awesome. And Indian just came out with their snakeskin collection this week. So,
Yes, I saw that. Yeah.
I'm like you. I'm a sucker for animal print, any animal
Oh, okay.
print. And I'm just like, I was like, I don't need this right now. I don't need this
I
right
know.
now. I can't look.
I've had the same conversation with myself too.
It's like I want them, but my budget and my wallet says no, you
Yep.
do not need them, and it's going to win out this time because
Yeah, sometimes I just hope maybe some of that'll last until the next sort of sale, and then I can justify picking it up.
exactly. I do that a lot of the times with the singlets, and
Sure.
it's like because when they had the sale at Christmas, it was like $14 for singlets, and I'm like, oh, this is meant to be.
That's well, and that's how I got into wearing tights as well. Leggings was end-to-end sale, and so I work out at home a lot and to do, you know, the Peloton and whatever. And so I had been wearing, you know, just some shorts or, you know, I have some padded shorts from riding,
Yep.
from outdoor riding and stuff. But I was like, you know what? I just don't want to keep buying these. And so one of their sales, they had tights on. Or their tights on sale for, I mean, it was like, I don't know, 12 or $14. I was like, well, sure, why not? Give it a shot. And I was like, oh, I actually really like these. And I don't work out in the end-to-end ones a ton. I have a handful of them still because they were the budget way to like to get in. But I've since moved on to, you know, I've got a handful from LED Queens, who, you know, I found out or heard about through the podcast. And I have recently got some from Kapow as well.
Oh yeah.
And so, like them as well. I actually have old one from To Exist that I don't think that they sell anymore either.
Oh yeah, they did do that, didn't they?
Yeah, they had some for a while, and so I think they got on super clearance. I probably would have bought more, but by the time I saw them, they were already pretty wiped out.
Yeah,
So
'cause they
the
did a
ones,
whole active wear. That's right.
yeah. I think when they came out, they were really expensive,
Oh
enough or
yeah.
not. But then it drops to super cheap when they were trying to get rid of them. But so I pretty much use the LED Queens and Kapow are the ones I usually work through.
The LED Queen when Cesar actually designs them to work out in, so you can have the recovery and all that fun stuff,
Yep.
and then the Kapow are just they are just fun. Oh my
They are.
God, I have a pair of actually leopard print ones that they sent me many years ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I have those, and it's like, that's to show off. Nothing
wrong
with that.
Not at all.
But yeah, it's amazing that you've gone into tights as well. And have you been bold enough to go into swim briefs yet? Yes.
So we used to have a hot tub. So I pretty much exclusively wore either swim briefs or swim thongs in the hot tub. I've not really ever actually ventured out in public in a swim brief. I think it would be more up to doing that potentially now, but I have some, you know, I'm not at my in my best shape of my life at this point, and so that's one of the things I'm trying to work towards. And so I've kind of snuck out, if we're at some place and they have a hot tub and I'm there at night and I'm by myself, I'll wear a swim brief or a thong or something underneath my shorts, and so I'll take it off then if I'm alone. But I haven't ventured out into public yet.
Well, it takes time, especially in the straight world.
Yes.
And with the family. So you probably want to do it when you and your wife are away.
Right. Totally.
Without the kids. So,
yes.
Because, the kids will be like, what are you wearing?
Our
kids are.
Yep. They're getting pretty close to that age of having those opinions. So.
Yeah, so do it on the adults only trip
when you
go out.
That's right.
So that's always a good thing, especially if you go to Mexico or the Caribbean or somewhere like that, where it's more diverse people than just Americans.
Right.
People don't even look at you. They're just whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a goal. So
that's,
I have to work towards that for sure.
Because we've had several straight guys over the years tell us that's when they wore them, they went to a Mexican resort or they went to the Caribbean and felt comfortable and felt amazing. And I'm like, good. Just wish we had that more here in the States.
I agree.
But
totally.
Whatever. So you have now gone on from this original pairs you got.
Uh-huh.
So what has been your favorite styles recently and some of your favorite brands that you're wearing?
So I pretty much stick almost exclusively with thongs and bikinis, so wear both those styles the vast majority. I have a few pairs that are either brief or boxer brief, just for various occasions, going to the doctor's office or whatever, but the vast majority of what I have falls into that is either thong, g-string, or bikini. So my favorite brands, I still am a big end-to-end fan. I really like Aussie Bum and their stuff, and have had their stuff for a long time. Cox Ox.
Yes.
I definitely have a handful of the, iKing Skies from Amazon. And so some of their stuff I really like, and some of it is fine. I recently got a decent size order from JJ Malibu. And so I really like their stuff. The stuff I got from them, I really like a lot. I've tried a bunch of different stuff, and so I kind of like trying, other brands or branching out. But the ones I come back to and do multiple orders from are probably end-to-end, Aussie Bum, Cox Ox. Those are the ones I've ordered from for years and years.
Awesome, good brands, very good taste in underwear.
Nice.
But I have to go back to something you mentioned, wearing it to the doctor. I wear whatever now.
Yeah.
I have to go to the urologist, and I wore a pair of pink, pink string bikinis.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually have a male doctor, but this is a good nurse practitioner that's female.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they saw the underwear and didn't even say a word. So
yeah,
I'm sure they've seen a lot worse.
Oh, I'm sure. And I will wear a bikini, but I usually keep it then to some more muted colors or something along those lines. So
it's what you're comfortable in. I know many people think about, I'm gonna be seen in my underwear today. I gotta wear this. I'm just like, whatever. I'm wearing whatever now. Because in high school, I used to wear shorts under my jeans, so I wouldn't have to change and show my bikinis.
Okay.
Even though there were three other guys wearing bikinis in the locker room and it wasn't a big deal.
Yeah.
I was just too nervous. I should have been whatever.
Yeah.
And then now I'm just I don't care.
I hear you. I mean, I was the same kind of way of I was so nervous. It's one of those where going back, a different level of confidence and probably would have made some different decisions, but
Oh,
it is
yeah.
what it is. And yeah, here,
Well,
I've still had a lot of years of being able to enjoy underwear the way I want to enjoy it. So
you just have to get to that level of comfort because when you're
that's right.
younger, you think everyone's out to judge you. They're going to say things about you. And then you realize really no one cares, or the ones who do, as I always say, wish they could wear it and give you
Right.
grief about it. And it's like, you wish you could wear it.
That's right.
So, yeah. So, are there any current favorite pairs you wear or any current?
Yeah. So I like I said, I'm a big fan of, I have, microfiber stuff from end to end. I like that. Like I said, I'm also really like the animal print stuff. So I've got tiger print one from Clock Socks that I like. I don't really like mesh underwear, but it is, but I really like that one. It's really comfortable. I don't find mesh to be all that comfortable very often.
Well, it can be like a cheese grater.
Yes, exactly. When it's bad, that's what it's like. So I, recently I got, I know that NN just came out with a snake print, but there was their last sale, the Christmas one, there was a snake sort of print as well. So I got that. I like that one quite a bit. I definitely have some like leopard print from my King Sky and a few others. So I honestly, I've got a pretty big collection and I like to rotate through. And so I have quite a few pairs that I wear, I'll rotate through and do, try to do 40, 60 pairs or something like that before I, start working back through that list again. So,
Nice and
yeah.
cool. And how many pairs roughly do you have in your collection?
That's a really good question. I mean, I've got to be probably over a couple hundred.
Okay.
I don't know exactly. I haven't had it in quite some time. And I've done some
Well,
pretty big purges in the past and got rid of some stuff. But yeah, I'm probably pushing that.
that's a good sized collection. That's bigger than most out there.
Yeah.
Because
Well, when you've been doing it for a while, that helps too. But
oh
and
yeah.
I don't like to get rid of underwear. So I definitely have pairs in there that don't get worn very often, but it's hard to get rid of them.
It's very, I have some that I just refuse to get rid of because I love them so much. Even though I can't wear either, A, can't wear them anymore, or B, they're just like holding on and I'm like, I can't get rid of this pair. Oh my God. So many memories, so many. And you can't get them anymore because I have
Oh, I know.
several pairs like that where it's like they don't make them anymore. The brand's gone out of business. And it's like,
I have a couple from Undergear still.
oh yeah.
So yeah, they've held up great. Oh, I do. There's another one I'll say though for a favorite pair is I have like an orange satin thong from Bodywear that I like a lot as well. But that makes
Ooh.
its way back into the rotation quite a pretty early as well. So I'm a big fan of
Awesome.
those. Yeah.
Bodywear makes such good satin. I
They
don't know
do.
what they've got the secret sauce on satin. Other
Yeah,
brands
it's.
try it, but no one usually gets close to Bodywear.
Yeah, I agree.
Just feels so good. So good on.
Yeah, it's definitely a favorite. Yeah, I would hate to leave that one out. So that's definitely one of my favorites as well.
Awesome. That's a really good diverse group of favorites there. That's awesome. So I have to ask, what does your wife think of your underwear collection and like?
Yeah. So she rolls her eyes at it. It's not her thing. It doesn't do anything for her, but she also, she loves me and understands it's something that, well, she doesn't get it. It's something that I really like and enjoy. And so she's totally okay with it. But yeah, it's not something that, if there's a package that comes and she's the one that catches it at the door or something, she'll just kind of hand it to me and roll her eyes a little bit. I've got a budget. I, try to stay inside of it.
That's good.
But yeah. So she's certainly loving and accepting, even though it's not her thing. So
So when
that's
did
kind of how
you,
it goes.
how did you tell her about your love of underwear? Because I assume your underwear buying started before you met her.
Correct. Yeah, I forget kind of how it came up, but somehow I think it kind of came up the like, oh well, do you wear boxers or boxer briefs? And I was like, actually, I kind of stuck my toe in the water with. I was like, actually, I wear bikinis. And then she was like, oh, I didn't even know that was like a possibility. And I was like, yeah, I know. And once it kind of got her used to that idea is when I told her, well, I also wear thongs as well. So she was cool with it.
Good.
Like I said, it's never really been her thing, but she's yeah, it's been fine. So.
Very good. Now, it's always good to have a partner who at least accepts.
Yes, totally.
And doesn't be like, oh, what are you? Oh.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a lot of fun. It'd be pretty miserable to try to hide it. So I'm glad that it's not something that I feel like I have to do, or there's not a lot of like shame around it or anything like that. If there is any shame, it's just because I've probably spent too much money. It's a budget related one rather than, which is completely reasonable.
We have that. We have that so much. And then I have to ask, because we've had Patrick on for forever, who used to be on, and his kids knew about his underwear and called him Tarzan. Because what he wore. Do your kids know about the underwear? Or,
you know, it's a good question. I don't know. My kids are still kind of young, and so I don't hide it. It's just there in a drawer. But also, I don't really advertise it, and so they probably know. They probably don't know that it's weird, if that makes sense, or that it's maybe weird isn't the right word. That day will probably come, and so So I don't know. That's a good question. I'm not sure that I think it has been just kind of that way. And since I don't really advertise it, they probably just don't think about it a lot.
It's normal to them. And they're kind of like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
If they see it, they're like, eh, okay, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Cause Patrick's kids used to go through his underwear drawer.
That's funny. They still do. As far as I know, my kids, I don't know that my kids do that. They could. Based on where our bedroom is and drawers and stuff, there's not a ton of opportunities for them to do that. But, they very well could. I don't know.
So, just curious.
Yeah.
I think as long as people make it normal to be like, what, I can wear whatever I want to.
Yeah, I think there was a time I would have been, I would have tried to bury it under some t-shirts or something like that. And I think now I'm just kind of like I said, I don't advertise it. I really am conscious. I don't want my, thongs. I don't want to whale tail it around people, but at the same time, I am who I am. I'm comfortable with that. And if you're going to root through my drawer and find it, then that's kind of on you. If you didn't want to know that,
it's like,
don't go rooting through people's drawers. So
exactly. That's awesome though. Good for you.
Thank you.
So underwear really does boost confidence. We believe here at the podcast.
Yeah.
So do you have a specific style you wear when you need a confidence boost, or have you had an experience where wearing underwear gave you a specific boost in your confidence?
Yeah, I think I've gotten to the point now that, so one of my favorite parts of the day is just going to the drawer, opening it up, and deciding what pair to wear that day. Like, I enjoy that. I don't know. I think I've been wearing nice underwear for so long now. I think that the answer would have been yes to that a while ago. I feel like now, though, it's just something I just really enjoy, and I don't necessarily go, I just really need a boost of confidence. I'm going to go pick out this pair today. I just really like to have the option to wear a really nice pair and whatever I'm feeling like that day. But I do think that makes me feel good. That makes me feel just kind of baseline confident throughout the day. So I think that's kind of how it works for me now that I've, been doing this for almost probably 2 decades. So
that's awesome, though, that you've been wearing underwear for 2 decades and living your best life, which I think more guys need to do.
Absolutely.
And I think specifically straight guys, because many, I think, are too scared to try it because they don't want to get labeled as gay, or you're not a man for wearing such things, which are
100%.
Both stupid answers. But, that's why I like having guys like you on to share your story and share with other guys out there, because we have tons of guys listening who are in the same boat as you are, and they just need to hear that person, tell them about their life and know, it's not bad for me to wear underwear. It's okay. And other guys are doing it who are like me. So that's the point of the podcast.
Absolutely.
Which I'm glad you found it and started listening, because that's amazing. I'm sure we have other listeners who've done that as well, because I always try to share the podcast, and that's the hardest part, is getting it out there for new listeners. But we're working on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, no, I appreciate all the work that you and everybody else does on it. I think we talked about this earlier, but it's an Loving underwear, especially as a guy, is a interesting place to be because there's not a lot of people to talk with it about, and so it can be kind of isolating. And so it's, underwear is personal anyway. So, I was pretty used to it just being a very, personal thing that I liked. But it's always nice to know, hey, there's actually a lot of other people out there like you. And yeah, so it's I've really enjoyed it and appreciate the work you guys put into it.
Yes, it's there. We're so much more alike, especially underwear guys, than non-underwear guys. I've met so many amazing guys through the podcast and interviewed them and had them on Gay, Straight, and Bi. We all have pretty much the same stories, just about. I mean, we all have, it's amazing how similar they are. Because I thought we'd be, oh, we're going to be so different. We're going to be so have different stories. And then once we get into them, it's like, wait, we're really more alike than I thought we were. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's really gotten me very happy. And I've made a lot of straight guy friends, which I never thought I would do. Because when I started the blog, I told friends straight guys are going to read my blog one day. And everyone told me I was crazy and that would not happen. And well, it did. And the podcast
Absolutely.
happened, and we have tons of straight guys listening. So
That's great.
I'm ecstatic about it. I think trying to get more straight guys on. So if you're a straight guy out there, all you have to do is just contact me and we can get you on the podcast. It's that simple because Rob did it.
Exactly. It's easy. It's fun to talk underwear, so
It's
not something I
amazing.
get to do very often, so I appreciate it.
It's amazing to talk underwear. It is so
Absolutely.
much fun. You guys need to do it. Note that if you send in the form on the website, I discovered it does not email me when a response comes in. Oops. So I'm gonna have to get a new form because I had some that were like 2 months old when I finally checked it and forgot about it. Oopsie. Sorry, guys. So if you do
No,
it
it happens. It
and
happens.
you're on social media, just send me a DM, or if you're not on social media, just shoot me an email and say, hey, I sent you in a form, so that way I'll know because I did not know it did not email me because I'm used to forms emailing me the response and da da da.
Right.
Nope, not this one. This one was like, you got to log in to check. And I'm like, this is doing me no good.
Yeah,
So
I would forget to do that all the time.
I do, and I probably need to check it this week, but that's just the way it goes. But come on and tell your story and share and let other guys know they're not alone. It's super easy. It's fun. And you get to talk underwear, which is the best thing ever. Well, in my
Yes, it
opinion.
is.
In
Yes, it
my
is.
opinion. So I would say tell them where they can follow you on social media, but you're not on social media.
I'm not on social media, so nowhere to follow me.
So if you want to get him a message, you can send it to me and I will forward it over. And don't ask for his email, because when I give it out to you people, I will forward your information to him, and then if he wants to contact you, he can contact you. If not, no. That's the way that works. I
Sounds good.
pass along all messages, and it's up to our guests to reply if they want to.
Okay.
So, don't come back at me later and say, "Well, I didn't hear anything back." I'm like, "Well, I'm not him, so I can't tell you anything." So
Okay.
just relax, people. But he's awesome. So glad to have you on today,
Yeah,
Rob.
thanks so much. I appreciate it, Tim.
We're going to have plenty of podcasts soon. Oh my God. And go join our Patreon if you love thongs. We're going to do a thong show a month if we get 30 Patreon, paid Patreon members. And I think we're up to 23 or 24. We've gotten like two
Almost
or
there.
three new ones. Woohoo. We're getting there. And then
All right.
40 for the review show when the Patreon members will get to help us pick what pairs we review. So we'll do a poll or ask you guys out of. We'll probably do a poll out of these, which you want us to do. So
Okay.
head over there, patreon.com/UNBblog, and join. And hopefully by the time this is up, we'll have our After Dark show up. Yay. And a little more spicy, not too spicy. So people calm down. I'm not giving you what things you've said you wanted because you do not pay enough money for that. You got to pay me a lot more to hear some of that. And that's it. So, have a great week, people. We will talk to you later. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening to our show. If you like what you hear, consider supporting us at Patreon at patreon.com/UNBblog. Follow us on social media. You can follow the blog at UNBblog on Twitter and Instagram. Read the blog at unbblog.com. Also, follow me if you like art or anything else fun in underwear at unbtim on Instagram and also Twitter. Thanks for listening, and we'll have more podcasts at you very soon. Bye.